Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Chad Bishop Skin on, in case you missed that. Check it out. Get your Deadpool list ready to go for next year. If you already had Bob Dole on there, go back and change it. Put one of your alternates in and put somebody else, because if you didn't hear, Bob Dole passed away yesterday morning.
You can
morning.
Only die once.
And he was 98,
on the Deadpool.
98, yeah. So, and he's been in bad shape for a while, so almost 1,000 people had him in the Deadpool.
You can die more than one time on social media.
Yes.
But in the Deadpool, mm-hmm. You can only die once.
Yeah.
Some of the players that had Bob Dole include, but are not limited to, Booger Picker on Bang Button.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Boots McCoy. Let's see. Bring the Lube, Tyler, gets a hit.
That was that guy from the Mr. Skin still.
Yeah. Hey, all these guys thought it was a chick's butt, too.
But Cheeto gets a hit.
Well, I looked at it when I realized it was a guy. It's still a nice ass.
That's what I realized, now, too.
I'm confident enough in my heterosexuality that I can look at that ass and say, that is a nice ass.
He must
well, it actually made me question my heterosexuality after a while there.
So, oh, that was finally over the line?
That was,
oh, yeah. Oh, that's
really?
What made you question
that was it.
That's what it took.
Sure. The last 30 years has been nothing, huh?
I stared at that ass too long. I'm thinking, what's that? That's a nice chick's ass.
And butt plug backpack.
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 Gets a hit with Bob Dole.
Is that a butt plug that's shaped like a backpack, or is it a backpack full of butt plugs?
Yes.
Hopefully it's the latter.
Yeah.
It could be both.
Yeah.
Because
the backpack's a pretty big butt plug.
Yeah, what's more fun than a backpack full of butt plugs?
Nothing. Now, can we get a kid to say that? Maybe not. Maybe not. But there's a new one now.
But a butt plug.
Apparently me and Craig are going to do this a lot.
As a backpack, that would make for uncomfortable hiking.
You guys have a lot of bags to pack.
Well, the what's more fun conversation that me and Craig apparently have all the time is all sticking to the tape now.
Well, yeah, it's sex
I want
toys.
That clip. I want that clip.
And then you change up the container. We went from bag to backpack.
No. That's my favorite answer, too. I mean, there's just nothing funny. Nothing funner.
I guess we'll all be pleased to know that the Christmas price index is up 5.7% this year, the largest increase in 8 years.
That's the worst Deadpool name ever.
Yep.
The Christmas price index?
Yeah. That's too long. So the backpack is full of butt plugs,
mm-hmm.
And the bag is full of dildo.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. We just need new containers and
right.
New sex toys.
We'll find them.
We'll fill them up before the end of the year. Yep.
That's a party, man.
Yeah, so your Christmas list price things are all up almost 6% this year.
That's branded.
Yeah.
Yeah. The price of 2 turtle doves is up 50%.
Oh, shut up.
That's amazing.
Shut up. They ain't happening, man.
Price of French hens is up 40%.
I'm not even going to discuss this with you.
Get my list out here of the 32 teams.
Yeah.
And the order in which I hate them. Number 1 is the Packers.
Yeah. That's a better list.
Number 2 is the Saints.
Yeah.
Number 3 is the Seahawks. Number four is the Cowboys. Number five, Patriots. Six, the Buccaneers. Seven, Washington football team. Number eight, Atlanta. And then I have a five-way tie at ninth and a 13-way tie at 14th.
Who are the five-way tie at ninth? Who do you hate that much?
Colts, Chiefs, Bears, Lions, Cardinals.
Okay, reason the Colts.
I got
look at him.
Oh, you knew a guy that liked the Colts.
Yeah,
oh,
I think that's the main reason.
That happens
guy
a lot.
You know,
that happens
right.
A lot.
A couple of guys.
That happens a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't need a good reason.
No, that's the reason me and Craig.
Right. You don't have to have a
reason Craig hates the Steelers is because of me.
Right.
Yes.
And I'm a friend.
Exactly.
Right.
He said with air quotes.
Any kind of legitimate reason. You just hate the team.
I understand that.
For whatever reason.
When you said Colts, I'm thinking, why do you hate the Colts? And now I know why.
Right there. And the 13-way tie at 14 is Baltimore, Buffalo, Cincy, Cleveland, Houston, Jacksonville, the Giants, Chargers, Eagles, Dolphins, Niners, Jets, Titans.
You got to put the Ravens further down. I mean, they're the worst.
Yeah. See, I'll rework this. I'll do it every week.
All right.
I'll update it every week.
It's fluid.
I have apparently a greater hate for the Colts than you. I've always hated them for whatever reason.
Oh, well, you lived there for a while.
You lived around there.
But I hated them before then, thought that maybe
did
I would get on the bandwagon
now,
then.
You're old enough to remember the Baltimore Colts. You hate them then, too?
No. Okay. It was at the transition.
Got it.
Yeah, like you growing up, was there a chance you could have become a Baltimore Colt fan?
I knew Colt fans.
Because you were right there.
Yeah, no. I knew two or three Colt fans as a kid, yeah.
Yeah, or an Oriole fan.
I knew a lot of Oriole fans, yeah, because Orioles were good when I was a kid.
Yeah. I always hated the Colts because of Peyton Manning.
Yeah, you hate them.
Sure.
Yeah.
Again, it doesn't need to be a good reason.
No, I didn't say it was a good reason.
That's more than a good enough reason.
Yeah.
It just needs to be a reason. And then my least hated teams are the Broncos, Rams, Panthers, Raiders, Steelers, and Vikings.
I'm surprised the Steelers aren't higher on your hate list because of Tyler.
He bonded with me against the Packers because I started hating the Packers, too.
Yeah.
Because of Puss and Craig are dicks.
No, I've never hated the Steelers.
And Rodgers is horrible.
And
Rodgers is horrible.
And your quarterback next year.
Yeah. I know.
If it is indeed fluid week to week, Todd, this week the Steelers should be number one because you're playing them.
Oh, sure.
You're going to hate them Thursday night, yeah.
Yeah. For that period of time.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Vikings were number one on my list for a brief period of time yesterday.
Yeah, right? Around 3 o'clock or so?
Talking with a buddy of mine, he had a good analogy. He goes, you know, cheering for this team is like being in a sexless marriage. There's just no joy.
Okay. All right.
Like I said, I forget
that
which
team is a joyless beast.
Which I forget which
and you're right, but you can cheat on your wife. You can't cheat on your team.
No.
You're not going to pick another team.
No,
so.
And they're not going to care.
So, yeah.
I did laugh when I found out that it was the Vikings that lost to the Lions.
Yeah.
By the way,
Nick,
the final play of the game.
Oh.
It was a pass in the end zone, fourth down, and about
4 seconds.
About the 8-yard line.
And they went about 75 yards in a minute and a half.
Was it in Detroit or in Minneapolis?
Yeah, it was in Detroit.
Yeah.
You know, I went into that stupid prevent defense.
Yeah, it never
don't play
was.
The defense that shut them down to 6 points in the second half.
No.
Back off 10 yards. That way they won't score on you.
Fourth down, too.
It was. Well, it was absolutely the last play of the game, too. Didn't matter what down it was.
True. That's true.
There was one more play.
Yeah.
Oh, and I saw a cute little picture. Jared Goff's girlfriend is a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. And she's on the beach. They're doing a photo shoot at the time. Somebody brings the phone to her. Here's your boyfriend making the touchdown pass, baby.
So she's not even watching the game?
No.
Oh, she's working?
She's working.
That? Okay. Where was Zimmer's girlfriend, that hot piece of ass he's banging?
Probably up in the suite.
Yeah.
Listening to people say, yeah, you know, your boyfriend should get fired.
He's becoming less and less attractive to her because they start losing, right?
I would think so.
Do you think he keeps that when they fire his ass?
I don't know. I'm starting to think she's part of the problem now.
He's distracted.
She's a distraction.
Right.
Well, she's a fan.
Yeah.
She, instead of, like, you know, offering him, you know, solace or whatever, like, oh, rough day. She's like, the Lions, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. You think he came home and she was like, really? Prevent defense?
Well, that relationship
what
was.
What the hell?
That relationship was sexist that night, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I hope so. I hope she got all in his ear.
Guard the goal line, man.
A claim has been circulating across social media recently that Kyle Rittenhouse filed a $60 million defamation suit against Joy Behar and Whoopi Goldberg from The View. it is just not true.
Good.
I don't know. I think I still believe
users
that.
On Twitter, Facebook, and Telegram, there's a clue, began spreading.
Telegram. That takes a while to get.
Yeah. Began spreading the claim that a lawsuit had been initiated. One tweet promoted the allegation, earned over 5,000 shares. Another tweet with more than 6,000 shares described the lawsuit as the feel-good story of the week. A Facebook post regarding the allegation was viewed even more than 540,000 times. The claim appears to have originated from an article on a website called Potatriots United.
Potatriots.
Is that a satirical
Don't
website?
Make me ever say that again.
Or is it real news?
The site repeatedly states that its entire purpose is to ridicule and mock conservatives by spreading satirical claims.
Oh, they bought into it. Sure. Yep. Sue them, bitches. By the way, he had to sue everybody because everybody knows he murdered those people.
A message on the site's about page, again, outlines the purpose of Potatriots United.
Potatriots.
Everything on this website is fiction.
I know, puss.
It is not a lie, and it is not fake news because it is not real. If you believe that it is real, you should have your head examined.
So the Brandons, the Brandon t-shirt wearing people believe this because they don't know how to read, right?
They seem to fall for satire. More than most people.
Because
some users some users still refuse to admit that they'd been conned.
Of course, really?
It's not filed yet.
Double down.
Some users are saying.
As people take their last breath, they're saying it's not real.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's not filed yet, but it's coming.
And I believe that.
Oh, really? They won't even buy that. Okay. Yeah.
Kyle Rittenhouse is a public figure, and you can say whatever you want about him.
Ask OJ. Ask Ray Lewis. You could say whatever you want about murderers.
If your name is splashed all over the headlines, you are fair game, you scumbag.
Yep. Read our email.
I'm waiting for the civil suits against that guy.
Yeah.
Here's some.
But I'm going to hang with him down at Arizona State.
No, he dropped out.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Did a rail him on a houseboat? Yeah.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC.
The Jihad Squad, which is racist and bigoted.
Democrat out of New York.
That's why they like it.
That's
how it caught on.
Boebert says it everywhere, yeah.
And Representative Dave Joyce, a Republican out of Ohio. The two of them are sponsoring the Harnessing Opportunities by Pursuing Expungement Act.
What does that mean?
It would encourage states and local governments to expunge cannabis records in their jurisdictions of people with nonviolent marijuana convictions.
Good.
Now, specifically, grants could be used by states to purchase technology used to facilitate expungements at scale, automate the relief process, fund legal clinics to help people get their records cleared, and support innovative partnerships to provide mass relief.
Well, this sounds good. Who's against it?
They say that by helping states establish and improve expungement programs for minor cannabis offenses, the HOPE Act will pave the way for expanded economic opportunities to redress the consequences of the war on drugs. That's Dave Joyce, the Republican out of Ohio.
Which doesn't work, by the way, the war on drugs.
No, we lost.
Good for them.
It's over.
But he's also teaming with her, so he's probably getting hate email at all.
Yeah, one assumes.
Yeah.
Does this stand a chance?
Don't know.
Not
but
in this
they're
state.
Looking into
not
it.
In this state.
That,
not with Ricketts. No.
They have filed that bill.
Right.
And we'll see how
nonviolent
that works out.
Weed people in jail is just crazy.
Yeah,
it's
and that's crazy. All they're saying. They're saying
they're watching TV. They're watching TV in their cells or whatever, their recreation room, where people are walking into stores buying weed and driving home with it.
And you're in jail for buying weed.
No, here they're probably contemplating death penalty.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of states are just letting people go. Well, we should just kill them. Here, we should just kill them.
It's a good life.
Almost two-thirds of Americans say that they can expect at least one family member to get too drunk over the holidays.
And if you don't know who it is...
It's you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
About a third of the people who say...
like a direct quote from a recent gathering.
Yeah, had a couple of those. Okay. A couple of those, and I've had those. I think it wasn't too bad this time.
About a third of the people who say,
I was guessing it was someone else that said that. Oh, yeah. You're quoting yourself.
No.
You're quoting somebody else.
Okay. Yeah, okay. That's somebody else. Yeah.
About a third of the people who say at least one family member is going to get too drunk over the holidays. About a third of the people say that it's the uncle that's going to be getting too drunk.
That's really unfair. Everybody's pretty much an uncle sometimes.
Everybody has an uncle.
We're all uncles. Yeah.
I'm an uncle.
I'm an uncle. We're all uncles. So just by saying, you could be a dad, also you could be an uncle. So the drunk part is me, uncle.
It's drunk.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's just in there.
Right.
That just means it's dudes getting drunk.
Right.
And a little over half say at least one family member.
My nephew is 23. And his girlfriend is 23. And she's, hot piece of ass.
Yeah, but women can get mouthy, too.
No, I got real drunk with my nephew because he'd always be in, and I pull him aside and go, hey, man. I said, you're lucky I'm not 23. He knows me. He's known me for a long time. We're buds. This is a conversation I had with him. I said, you're lucky I'm not 23. I'll be stealing that from you. And he just laughs at me.
Sure,
I know it's funny now. You're lucky I'm not 23.
That's drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I want to bang your girlfriend drunk.
Well, I think I actually said that.
To your nephew.
My nephew, who I've known my whole life, and he's party with me. He's 23. I said that, yeah.
Did he laugh?
Oh, yeah.
And you never once brought into it, you're lucky I'm married, too?
No. That's just a given.
You weren't married at 23.
I wasn't married at 23, so it takes out the whole equation. I didn't say, hey, you're lucky I'm not hitting on that, because that's lame, because I'm too old. But if I'm 23, I'm going to give him a run for his money for that. He still laughed at me. Yeah, good
luck.
If
I were your
age,
family would mean nothing, and I would try to steal your girlfriend.
But if I were your age, you wouldn't be born, so it wouldn't matter. So that was drunk uncle this past weekend, 2 weekends ago. Yeah, but that's a fun one. That's not like Brandon and Trump and the guns and abortion. You know, it's wasn't those kind of conversations.
Did he get back to you and said, if she were 23, oh, wait, she is. Yeah.
I don't know
said,
if, my...
if she were 50, she'd be down.
Nobody ever says it that way.
No.
Nobody ever says it that way. Yeah.
Then she'd be too old.
Yeah. So my drunk uncle conversations are always fun because I just say really, we all work with each other. We know how off color we all are off the air, especially compared to on the air, which is even crazier. So what I say to them is they're used to it, you know.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm supposed to say crazy stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if my nephews would know a difference between drunk uncle and uncle.
Yeah. I know what you mean there. That's your drunk Uncle Nick? Well, it's Uncle Nick.
Yeah. He's here.
He's
probably.
So they say that at least a little over half of us say that at least one family member is going to have to apologize for something the morning after.
Yeah, that's the tough one. When you apologize.
Just don't see him the morning after and then problem solved.
Yeah, eventually you see him.
Yeah, there's phones.
I've had to apologize to my wife before.
That's it.
But not like, I didn't ruin everybody's day, but
no,
like,
me neither.
She was pissed about some stuff.
That's it. Oh. The only one to ever have to apologize for is to my – I wake up the next morning and I roll around going, oh, I said that.
Oh, I'm in trouble, aren't
but
I?
But it's always about just my wife. I don't really ruin anything.
Do
like
you have
that.
To inquire the following morning, did I do anything embarrassing last night?
I usually remember
– No, I usually remember the bad thing I say.
Well, I like to throw stuff.
Right. Oh,
like,
physically.
I'll drop you like, how far do you think I can throw this? And then find out how far I can throw it.
Do you really in the house?
No, it's like,
you
it's
were only able
when
to
it's
throw
nice,
it to
right?
the
it's
wall.
Like outside. Yeah. There's one. She had like this.
What'd you throw?
She had this cup that she really liked that we'd gotten from like a water. It was a very nice, like, it worked perfect for okay. keeping drinks cool.
Got
and
it.
I was like, I launched it pretty far.
In
but
the
then,
yard.
Well, yeah. Then it bounced into the street, like rolled down the sewer and just. Disappeared. Like, I still hear about that because anytime we.
Did you wake up the next morning going, oh.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh man, the cup's gone.
Were you on the couch in the basement?
You're just throwing her stuff away. No wonder she getting yelled at.
Didn't mean to. I did throw it pretty far, though.
You keep bringing that up like it makes it okay. But I did throw it pretty far.
Yeah, it's a weird fetish. Yeah.
I'm glad you impressed yourself.
Yeah. What's that? I don't know why I'm just always compelled to do. Like, if we're walking through the grocery store and I have like a, I don't know, thing of salsa in my hands or whatever, I'm like, I bet I could throw that pretty far. But you can't because, you know, it's glass and there's people around. And
no, I've, if I go near a crowd of people this time of year, and I hear, like, if it's a family situation or a friend situation, and you hear, like, buzzwords, if you hear the word COVID, vaccine, anything to politics, you just kind of turn and move, go to another crowd. That's what I do.
Yeah.
I just do that because I don't want to deal with it.
That's why I found myself at family gatherings standing in a corner by myself. I remember distinctly one day walking into the kitchen and there was a political conversation going on. I went, nope. Turned around, went into the living room, and there was some conversation between some geeks that I had no business being in.
Right.
And I went, I don't want any part of that. So I'm just going to go stand over here by myself in the corner and drink my drink and be fine. I'm just going to be quiet and be alone.
And everybody else doesn't know you've avoided all those other conversations, and they think you're just
but
in
here's
the corner thinking about banging
I
goats.
Did this once. This was like 4 years ago after the last the 2016 election, and I used to have these Super Bowl parties. And I put a sign in the living room in the kitchen that year. It should have been like January of 2017. And I just wrote a word because I knew some – this is back before we found out he was completely nuts – I knew there was Republicans and Democrats going to be at the party, so I didn't really bring in their friends. So I just wrote down on a sign, no politics.
Joe.
It wasn't just Joe. No, but it was Joe. It wasn't just Joe. It was other people. But but it was also my – but the thing was that it worked. Would that work at
Everybody
a party?
Everybody respected it.
Would that work at a Christmas party or a family party?
Might not, because family.
Because the sign is already up there, so the sign draws you to think about it. So are you going to bring it up, or are you just going to see it? And do it.
Well, it depends on what the consequences of bringing it up are.
Yeah. Well, Nick's going to look at it and see how far he can throw it.
Yeah.
Because he's a compulsive thrower.
I'm telling you, it worked, though.
If it's a baseball bat to the shins, if you get caught, then I would think it would work.
No, but, I think you just bring it up. Everybody there loves you. Because if it is family, there is a bond. You are tied together for some reason. You don't physically hate each other. Some people do. I get it. But my family doesn't.
But if your friend's going to a party and you see that, oh, okay, I'll shut up.
Wouldn't it be great?
Family can't. Some family can't.
I know they wouldn't.
They got to say something.
But at the same time, Todd, if it's family.
But if it works, it works. So.
Yeah.
If it's family, you also know that it's people you're going to have to see again eventually.
Right.
There's other things that are going to come up. So
you could talk about 1,000 things.
Right.
And are not that.
Yeah.
Football, baseball, sex, drugs, movies, everything. There's 1,000 conversations.
Like, some people would take it as a challenge.
That's what I mean.
I'll prove you wrong. You don't want to talk about it because you know I'm right.
Right.
You can't handle it.
Yeah, then you're right. Then you have to tell them to leave.
Yeah,
then.
You whip out the Mr. Skin and say, does that look like a chick's ass? I swear, that was a chick's ass.
Especially with the kids. With the
sure,
kids.
Sure, Uncle Mike. Yeah, whatever you say.
And your nephew's 8. Yeah.
You like that ass?
You're a chick's ass. All right.
You're lucky I'm not 8.
Try it. Somebody write a big sign that says no politics at their holiday party at their house and tell me if it works for you. You know? I think it would work. I'll show you. That's it.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.